today, St. Patrick's Day, like every St. Patrick's Day, I'm always struck at the huge impact that the people of Ireland have around the world. The impact that being Irish has. Here we are, a small country on the western fringe of Europe, and today so many people harbour so much goodwill and generosity towards us. Enda Kenny, our Taoiseach, has access to the highest levels of political power in the United States of America. And when you see significant places in the world, I think of New York, I think of Washington and Boston, Dubai, London, Auckland, Paris, all those places where even on the news tonight we saw glimpses where for a while during the day or even for the full day they think of their Irish community. It's quite extraordinary the impact that this small island has had on so many countries around the world. That impact, I think, bodes well for us at the moment when times are tough and when things are difficult. That sense of generosity, that sense of goodwill. But there's also something for me which is very significant in this as well, is our capacity in Ireland to be able to rise above even the most difficult situations, to rise above the greatest challenges and to put things in perspective and actually to be ambassadors of hope. Because for the last while we've been spiralling downwards, we've been talking ourselves down, looking down into this spiralling pattern of distress and of heart and worry for so many people in our country. Today we're reminded that Patrick, who came from another place, came and gave us a reason to have hope, and I think perhaps didn't give us that reason, but helped us to find that reason within ourselves. So on this St. Patrick's Day, may we continue to be able to look beyond the shores of pessimism and negativity to a brighter day, to a more hopeful day, when this too will pass in terms of our economic situation.